Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, December 7th, 2017. According to research by ZDF's magazine Frontal 21, the confiscated cell phone of Anis Amri may have contained sufficient evidence for his timely arrest. The magazine reported yesterday that stored numbers on the phone belonged to members of the terrorist militia IS. The State Criminal Police Office of North Rhine-Westphalia is said to have been responsible for the evaluation. A spokesman for the NRW Ministry of the Interior said on Tuesday evening that the information is being investigated further. As reported to Frontal 21, Hans Christian Strobeler of the Green Party and a long-standing member of the Bundestag's Parliamentary Control Committee believes that if the numbers had been verified early enough by the German intelligence service BND, Amri could have been arrested for membership of the terrorist group, adding that he believes Amri received his instructions from there, fulfilling the conditions of full membership in a foreign terrorist organization and not only being a supporter. Amri's cell phone was seized in February of 2016, nearly 9 months before his attack at Breitscheidplatz, and its content is said to have been available to investigators in Berlin, as well as the State Criminal Agency in North Rhine-Westphalia and Federal Criminal Agency BKA. Bruno Jost, special investigator of the Berlin Senate, stated to the magazine that the BND security authorities could have identified corresponding foreign telephone numbers, and according to his findings, this did not happen, which he considers to be an omission. On December 19th of 2016, Tunisian Anis Amri drove a stolen truck into a crowd of people at the Christmas market at Breitscheidplatz and killed 12 people. On the run, he was shot dead by police officers in Italy. After the Air Berlin bankruptcy, British low-cost airline EasyJet wants to compete with Lufthansa on 4 domestic routes in Germany. According to EasyJet's announcement, the company plans 250 weekly flights from Berlin-Tegel to the domestic German destinations of Düsseldorf, Frankfurt, Stuttgart, and Munich starting on January 5th. The company announced in the capital yesterday that 15 international destinations are also included in the program. The offer is still subject to EU antitrust approval for the takeover of up to 25 Air Berlin jets, and further connections are to be added in April. Students of the Berlin Police Academy have repeatedly drawn negative attention in the last weeks when disciplinary issues and connection to criminal clans were reported. On Monday night, another incident occurred. A group of 7 young men supposedly kicked power and phone distribution boxes in Hasselhorst and shouted slurs. A bicyclist witnessed the ruckus and initially reported that he heard one of the men yelling "Heil Hitler," but could not confirm this when he testified. The authorities who investigate politically motivated crimes are looking into the incident nonetheless. Police President Klaus Kant emphasized that he wants to get to the bottom of this occurrence and that he expects proper behavior of the students when they are off duty as well as on duty. Berlin is special in many ways, and how its citizens manage their waste is no exception. While it is quite common to find old furniture, mattresses, and other items on the pavement in many places, sometimes even building rubble and hazardous materials like oil or batteries, it is also illegal. The Office for Citizens and Regulatory Affairs receives about 16,000 online complaints per month, many of them about illegal waste disposals, says office member Jürgen Freund. He thinks that the inhibition threshold in the capital is exceptionally low, and he knows of no other German city that has similar problems. The hunt for waste criminals is usually quite unsuccessful, though, because the Regulatory Affairs Office has to identify the responsible person, which is usually not possible. Only in Neukölln, where 20 additional private security staff were hired, a reduction of publicly disposed garbage was noticed recently. Some politicians, like Tempelhof town councillor Christian Heiss, are against a private model. Frau Heiss prefers to work with the state cleaning company Berliner Stadtreinigung, or BSR, and the Regulatory Affairs Office. She also opposes the use of security cameras. At the same time, the BSR is spending millions of tax euros for the removal of illegal waste, and it is unrealistic that BSR employees observe the streets day and night. A bus driver underestimated the height of his vehicle when he attempted to drive under a bridge in Spandau on Monday. He collided with the top of the bridge tunnel, and the complete roof of the bus was torn away. Luckily, there were no passengers on board, and no one was injured. The bridge in Spandau, which stayed intact, is notorious for big vehicles getting stuck. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.